Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Was a little movement in the, it's already 305. Holy moly.
It's 305.
Dale.
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 A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And my favorite Florida Panthers player is Wyndham Clark.
Now you're getting the show. Here we go.
Got it back
just when
around.
You start to lose faith in Jimmy, comes back, hits a dinger when you need one. Some movement in the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers are sending Kenny Pickett to the Eagles in a pick swap. Adam Schefter says, once Pittsburgh signed Russell Wilson, Pickett preferred to move on.
I loved it. Mike Tomlin loved him until he doesn't love him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike Tomlin, as great as they did with Kenny Pickett as their quarterback, which I believe exceeded anyone's expectations, I think Mike Tomlin's been around the league long enough to know this is not the guy who's going to go win me a Super Bowl.
No. Yeah. What, they went 9 games with Kenny Pickett? Come on.
But that was like 6 more than you expected, wasn't it?
Yes. Nobody thought they'd be a playoff team. And that damn Mike Tomlin gets you the playoffs, man. That's one of those things where roster, whatever, that damn Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach.
So I put on Instagram today that I have signed the extension of my contract. So I'm here for another couple of years, which brought out a lot of emotion from Solana because he has been trying to actively push me out for the last couple of years and thought maybe as my contract would be up April 1st, maybe this would be his time to swoop in. And he wasn't. Somebody said on my Instagram, you know, responded with bummer, Solana, like at least another couple of years. But I said, no, he will actively continue to try to sabotage me over the next couple of years. These radio contracts, as excited as I am, and I really am, I wrote on Instagram, I mean, this is the most fun that I could ever have imagined having doing radio. But the radio contracts, or certainly the one that I signed, is, like a football contract would laugh at this contract. They could have me off the air at 3:45, and I don't think I owe me a dime.
Remember we used to joke about being day laborers?
Day laborers. You see me at the Home Depot.
We need two.
Odyssey truck would pull up. We're looking for two. Me and Crowder would go running at him. Defo and Luby would go running at him.
We do a
Frito
show.
And Witty.
We do
we
a
need
show.
Two. You need two?
You ain't going nowhere. You see, I'd have done the show from four different states this week. No, Jack, you here. You locked in.
So we'll continue doing what we do. Whatever it is that we do, we will continue doing what we do. Either Len, our program director, Claudia, our general manager, appreciate and understand the particular brand of nonsense that we put out 4 hours a day, or they don't listen. And I really do believe it's a 50-50 proposition. That one could go either way. But I'm not asking any questions. I'm just, we came to the deal, and I signed it, and they signed it, and so here I am.
Man, listen, all the different stuff I do, everyone, like, it's amazing to me when people run up and be like, "Hey, Flemmy," and I'm like, that's what you know me for, huh? Hey,
it's
Flemmy.
It's amazing, though. I put it on Instagram, and there are literally people going, "Been listening to you guys for years. You make my drive home tolerable." Yeah. Or Victor Bermudez, who we had on this week, he called it the single greatest show WQAM has ever had on the air. That's high praise. Victor, yeah. Victor knows radio, has been around radio a long time. But April 1st, what day is that? Are we on the air on April 1st? Yeah, it's a Monday. April 1st will be my 10th anniversary as the afternoon drive host on WQAM, which is shocking, to say the least. I didn't think I would last 3.5-4 years. I think I'd last 2 years.
What are we, 8, 7, 8?
Gotta be 7 or 8 years together, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a lot of fun, yeah, yeah. I work with some people.
McGuire, Andy King.
Yes, I've worked with some different people. Not to call any names, but this is by far the most fun.
This is the greatest. This foursome, and I know Solana agrees with that aside from Jimmy, but I believe this foursome of me, you, Solana, and Jimmy is just, I mean, to me, this is radio heaven. Oh. And Dan Day is the fifth because he's always a part of it. And all the guys, Mike Cuneo and Appel and Aronde Gadsden, like, yep, they're all, everybody's part of it. But this core four, man, this, I mean, people goof about it. You know, when we're just laughing and they text in and they're like, "You call this a job?" Like, this core four, like, this is, I don't ever take it for granted.
No.
Because we've all, if you've worked in radio long enough, sometimes it is a grind.
Mm-hmm.
This is not.
I did fullback talk for 3 months. I know what you're talking about. You want to talk fullbacks again, huh?
I had a guy babbling on and on, prattling on and on for 2 years in my ear about Pearl Jam. I was ready to bang my head through a window.
So you love Lusaka Polite, don't you? Wow. Why is this the topic?
Anyway, we will continue doing what we're doing, whatever it is that we're doing. Let's get headlines here. For the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro, a very depressed and disappointed Alejandro Solana.
Nah, I'm thrilled, Hawk. Really, congrats.
He was ready to hand off preheat to Jimmy. It was going to be a natural progression.
And we were going to do 4 hours of Luis Suarez talk today, Crowder.
Anytime Hawk or myself say, "Hey, we got to take the day," no problem. All good. All right? Good. No problem. Damn. Is that easy?
I want you to tell Tommy Tighe, "Hey, I can't make it for preheat tonight, but I got someone. You'll be fine." And then Jimmy, you walk in at 5:45.
You walk off.
Tommy, Tommy will literally walk away.
Hold it down, Jimbo.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Panthers did lose last night. 4-0, they were shut out. It's been a while since they were shut out. The last time they played the Hurricanes, we learned in the last hour. So they do lose. And I saw a quote from Paul Maurice yesterday where he's like, "This is what happens when you go, I think it was 18-3 over their last 21 games. You lose," yeah, "and everybody panics. No big
deal." There's no panic. There's no panic. Listen, you're going to lose some games. I didn't even care last night. I was just marveling at how good the Carolina Hurricanes looked. Like, I watched those two teams last night. Now, I would say the Panthers probably had an off night, and maybe Carolina was just working. But they looked 1,000 times better than the Panthers last night. And I know that they're not. I know they're a good hockey team. But I know they're not that much better than the Panthers. Last night was just one of those nights.
Man, listen, it's too many damn games to be on every night. Basketball, yeah, hockey, it's too many damn games. The Nuggets aren't undefeated. We know they're the best team. Like, come on, man. Panthers best team in the NHL.
Is there such thing, though, as a humbling loss being good for the Panthers. Like, they're riding high. They're skating every team off the floor. The other day, they go down 3-0. No biggie. We'll score four unanswered. At this stage of the season.
I mean, what could they learn? Like, what do you think they needed to be put in their place? I don't buy that because I just think they're very good. So I don't think that they're high on themselves. I don't think Paul Maurice is the kind of coach that lets a team get high on themselves. So I just think it was one of those games where, you know, just didn't go right.
I've said this before. That first loss on, like, undefeated teams to take the pressure off of being undefeated, I believe in, like, okay, now we've lost. Okay, now let's just play ball, let's play hockey, let's do whatever. Just a random loss, like, that's a good loss. No, you just have off nights. Like, I don't believe in that. This is a humbling loss. I really don't believe in that. These dudes are professionals. They're the best in the league. They just traded Tarasenko and all. Bro, them boys know how to play hockey.
At what point in your 1-15 season, Crowder, did you feel like those losses turned from humbling to just, yeah, we stink?
I've said it before. About that 10th loss, when people stop getting mad and start, like, consoling me at Ale House. Hey, Crowder, it'll be okay. Bro, I'm good, bro. Like, what are you talking about? It's going to be okay. I'm straight, big homie. Yeah, man, just, you know, keep your head up, buddy. Keep your head up. That's when it got to me.
Tonight, the Miami Heat, they play the first of two straight in Detroit. Hero and Kevin Love did not travel, so they'll miss. Hero will miss his 10th straight game. Kevin Love misses his 8th straight game, and they didn't travel.
You think they're just being super careful with him?
I don't know. The injury is a foot injury. I think it was right medial tendonitis in his foot injury. And remember, he had the knee injury the day after the All-Star game.
Yep.
The game after the All-Star game against the Pelicans, we're like, uh-oh, that didn't look good. But he's fine, apparently, from that knee injury. It's the foot keeping him out. I don't know. And you know, the Heat kind of keep everything on lockdown. Spo was asked about it pregame prior to the Denver game, and he said he's making progress. That's the only update I have for you. But to not travel.
Spo still hasn't given a comment. Who was it that went crazy in, like, the apartment lobby? Unlike
Gerald Green, right?
Yeah.
Mario Chalmers saved Gerald Green's life.
Yeah. Yeah. They still haven't commented on that. I mean, they're very tight lipped around there.
I didn't have kids when that happened.
That was a nutty story. There's very few teams that could keep that quiet for that long.
Yeah. That's wild you remember that. That's so funny.
I was watching, makes me think of The Fixer. I was watching Pulp Fiction the other day. You had talked about it being, you know, I think it was Friday, my cousin Vinny, and we had talked about top 10, and you're like, you better have Pulp Fiction on your list. It was on that night, and I was watching it. It is such a great film. Like, it is so perfectly crafted that there's all these different movies going on within a movie, but it all makes sense. Really, just a stunningly well-done movie.
Comes around. Everything comes around at the end. It's amazing. You're talking about The Fixer, though. The Wolf?
Yeah.
My favorite line. Oh, yeah. I'm 22 minutes away. 22 minutes away. Be there in 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a great scene, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that? Is that Harvey Keitel? Who's the Wolf?
The Wolf? I don't know his name, but he's cool. He's cool as a fan. That Quentin Tarantino was special, man. He's a lunatic, but he is a very talented lunatic.
Yeah, it is Harvey Keitel. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, From Dusk Till Dawn with the vampires. Come on, man.
Well, you love Django.
Django's amazing. Why are you up there on that nag?
Let's give that to DBJ.
No.
Hey, Joe, why are you up there on that nag? Oh, man, I love that movie.
I didn't know the Wolf's real name in the movie is Winston Wolf. Winston the Wolf Wolf.
Winston Wolf, yeah. He was cool.
What a great scene.
Yep.
Since we brought up an old Heat story and I bring up Mario Chalmers' name, 1 year ago today, we had Rio on, and he told us the infamous story that he was open on the Ray Allen game six shot.
That was a year ago today? That was your question.
Yeah, a year ago today.
You thought for sure that you were going to take over for me at that point. Well, we made gone viral.
We made SportsCenter. I mean, the best.
You made SportsCenter.
The best you ever did was get Joey Chestnut to say this could be his last year in July 4th.
You were certain when that Chalmers thing went viral that you were going to be taking over this show on April 1st. He went home. He's like, Valentina, I did it. I got it. They're pussyfooting around with Chalmers. They don't know what to talk about. They're talking about being called up for a 10-day contract. Nobody cares. I came in. I got the hey, April 1st, we're moving out.
Today in the NFL, I know you mentioned Kenny Pickett, Hawk, who will be a new Eagle, the backup to Jalen Hurts, I assume.
Right. No, he's going to take the job. Yeah.
He. Aaron Donald announced that he is officially retiring from the NFL. No question, right? First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put him in earlier if they could.
Somebody said vote him in today. I saw that on Twitter. Just vote him in today.
He's one of the most I'm talking about Reggie White type dominance. Like, he's one of the most dominant players I've ever watched play football.
Someone posted a highlight today on social media of him in college tackling two players at once. It was unbelievable. Like, got through, literally wrapped up two players and tackled them. One had the ball, but he wasn't certain which one. Let me just tackle them both.
Both of y'all come here. He's very intimidating.
Is he?
Yeah, like, he's not. I'm not saying he's mean, but like
not just friendly, not overtly friendly.
Yeah, just y'all okay? Everybody good? Yeah, man. You know, like, I didn't know you was this damn short, but how you balling it? You know, you're a little tiny dude. That's funny. Sorry. I tried to joke with him. I made like a short joke, and he didn't crack a smile.
Didn't go anywhere.
Nothing at all.
I do. I like this from Bleacher Report posted Kyler Murray responding, I think it was on Twitter, to the announcement that Aaron Donald retired. All he wrote was, thank God, in all caps.
Bingo.
His resume is nuts. Defensive Rookie of the Year, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 8-time First Team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, and, of course, 1-time Super Bowl champion with the Rams.
Yeah. I'm talking about, he's on Lawrence Taylor level. Like, you could argue with him.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
Taylor.
A defensive game changer.
Yes.
A defensive game changer. You talked about it with, who was it, Chris Jones, you know, this past week about free agency, but Aaron Donald, like.
Yeah.
Era-defining player, right, Crowder? Like, when I think of, I don't know, Deion Sanders, like, he was the best defensive player for whatever it was, a decade, maybe not the entire decade, but when you think of, like, the best players of the last decade, you think of Tom Brady for 2 decades on the offensive side, and I think it's Aaron Donald on the defensive side for the past decade.
Whew. The last 10 years, the most dominant defensive player. Yeah, consistency. Because we've had some guys that can ball, but that man was unstoppable for 10 years. I think you're right. That's what, bro, I just brought up Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor. You're there with Deion. Like, think about the names that he's in there with, the Steel Curtain guys. Like, that's where he is in an era when it's all offense. And you have the respect for a guy like that. That's what – big time, man. Top 10 for sure best defensive players ever to touch the football field. I probably can argue 5.
Mike Vrabel, by the way, did find a landing spot. He'll serve as coaching and personnel consultant with the Cleveland Browns.
Consultant.
It's a story on our headlines, huh?
Who else is consulting?
That's Mike Vrabel.
I find it funny that he goes, Mike Vrabel finally found a landing spot. Like, anyone was concerned. Certainly not here.
I woke up this morning saying, where's Mike Vrabel?
Where is Vrabel going to go? I have not been able to sleep for 3 months now.
Tomorrow, the Florida Panthers, they host the Tampa Bay Lightning, 6 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena.
And in sad news, the Chinese Basketball Association has postponed their season for another 2 weeks. And
then you wonder why I didn't celebrate your contract, you jackass. Tomorrow, Inter Miami, they're at DC United at 3 p.m.
To sum it up, I will be here for a lot while.
He ain't going nowhere, Solana.
The Players Championship update. It's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Our guy, Wyndham Clark. Excellent.
That's our guy.
First and second round, he's at 7-under after shooting back-to-back 65s.
Ooh.
Next closest on the leaderboard.
Can play some golf.
Goodness.
How's the course playing as a man?
65s? Goodness gracious.
He right now, odds to win, he's at plus 190. The next close, there's still two rounds remaining, tomorrow and Sunday, so a lot can happen. But the next closest player is Matt Fitzpatrick and Maverick McNealy, who are tied for second at 9-under. So he's got a 5-stroke lead going into round 3 and 4 after shooting back-to-back 65s. And he's at plus 190 right now. Just
that's crazy. So he's 5 strokes up, 2 rounds to play, like you say. And listen, you've seen golfers fall off a cliff, anyone, or someone get hot too. I'm assuming there's some good golfers who have not completed their rounds today either.
Yeah. There's still a lot of people out there, but I'm just looking right now. Nobody has shot a 65 once. I mean, I don't see another person who shot a 65.
I feel like plus 190 might be a good bet. 5 strokes up.
Right.
And
he shot. He's the only person to shoot a 65 on the course, and he's done it twice.
No, that's stupid.
But
I'm not no crazy golf lover like that, but 65 twice is stupid.
Right, but when we say we're not no crazy golf lovers, we've never heard of him till the 2 o'clock hour today, and he won the U.S. Open last year. So we don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know if he's black or white. I hope he's black.
Crowder, his name is Wyndham. I'm putting it in. F it. I mean, why not?
Wyndham, what it is, player? Man, I'm just chilling.
No. I mean, Schauffele is 8-under, but he's only on the 7th hole.
Who?
Xander Schauffele.
I don't know.
Rory McIlroy is 7-under. He's only on the 6th hole. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, he's 5 strokes up. You get to the end of the day, what if he's only 3 strokes up on Rory?
Yeah, but Rory did actually, you know what? Rory shot a 65 yesterday, which makes sense. He was tied for the lead yesterday. But he's 7 holes through right now, and he's only shooting even. So he'd have to go -7 the rest of the way.
Right. No. I'm not saying the time or whatever, but like, what, you know, if he goes 4-under on the day.
On Hard Rock, Wyndham Clark is a plus 170 favorite to win the tournament.
What's McIlroy?
I'll tell you right now. McIlroy is plus 700.
Oh, B. Horschel was just put on the list here on Golf Network. No joke. B. Horschel. Oh, I guess because he's shooting right now. 2-under.
I had to get this money back that I bet on this damn Panthers game last night.
Let's go. Let's go. Wyndham Clark, baby.
Oh, man, I can't bet here.
Oh, right. You're in L.A.
Foolishness.
The good news is you can shoplift without any repercussions if you want.
It's a big mall across the street, Hawk. I appreciate it.
Take whatever you want. They're not doing anything there. Wait a second, Phil. Is this Hawkman? This doesn't sound like him. Funny's funny.
Oh, boy. What size y'all wear? Get everybody something.
The Marlins do play every day this weekend, starting with today, 6:05 versus the Cardinals. Canes baseball open up a 3-game series at the Light versus UNC. I feel like they played every game or every series thus far.
Everybody wants to come down here. Everybody wants to come down here.
Yeah.
Spring break.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. They play UNC tonight, 7 p.m. first pitch. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Getting a text from Leroy Horde, the host of Tea Time with Todd Castleberry on 790 The Ticket. I mean, that's true.
What did Leroy say?
I don't understand. It says 7 plus, and then 7 is 14.
He did a math problem for you?
I don't know. What is he saying? 7 over? 7 is 14? I don't know what he's saying.
I think he's trying to poke a hole into what I said. But what I said was that Rory yesterday was 7 under. Today, he's even. So there's no way he could be at 14 unless he shoots 7 under the rest of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I was told there'd be no math.
7 plus 7 is 14, huh, Leroy?
It is.
I don't know.
It is funny, though. Remember the other day I was wearing the Masters hat on the show Wednesday?
Yeah.
Usually, yeah. Leroy will, when he's in the studio, I'll come in. I always say hi to everybody. Tobin, Jay Fig, Marcos, Leroy. Leroy just ignores me, keeps walking all the time. Like, he just big times me. And I get it. Leroy doesn't like me, finds me annoying. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing the Masters hat, bolts right into the studio. Talked to him about golf for 10 minutes. I don't know what the hell he was talking about, but this dude loves golf.
He loves golf. He loves golf more than anybody I know. He loves golf the way Crowder loves fishing.
Is he good at it?
No. No shot.
I believe he is. No, I believe he is.
No shot.
A little stiff in the hips.
Yeah.
I'm playing, Leroy. I got a busy weekend. I can't take a call from you.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Sunny in South Florida. Tonight the lows, it's hot, by the way. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. That's your weather.
All right, we still have a pair of Heat tickets to give away today, final one for the week. So, and we're off the air a little bit early because pre-heat starts when, 5:45 tonight?
Yes, 5:45.
So we'll be off the air around 5:40, 5:30-ish. So in the next couple of hours, we've got to give away a pair of Heat tickets. So make sure you continue listening.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Crowder is in Los Angeles. I am in Boca Raton. Solana and Jimmy are in the studios in Miami. Solana had tweeted out something last night. I guess someone in his family or someone who's a family friend is going through a very difficult time. And Solana was looking. I believe Crowder donated last night. Solana is looking for people to help this family out. But I don't want to speak on it because Solana is intimately aware. So what is going on here?
Yeah, so my friend, I went to high school. Her name is Angie Medina. And her husband, they dated all throughout high school. He was a very good friend of mine as well. All three of us went to FIU together as well. And she recently was 39 and a half weeks pregnant, so very late in the term of pregnancy. And she found out she was diagnosed with breast cancer at 39 and a half weeks pregnant. So she had the baby, and now she's undergoing 16 rounds of chemotherapy with a newborn and already a toddler. This is her second child as well. So you can imagine the difficulty of newly wed couple. They're 29 years old, like myself. They're both young in their careers. They're really, really good people. I've known them for 10 plus years, and they could use a hand right now. I posted on Twitter yesterday a link. They're about $5,000 away from their $25,000 goal. Again, 16 rounds of chemo. You can imagine the insane expense for, as well, a young family.
Beyond that is people who have had loved ones or family members in the hospital for anything or under medical treatment for something significant. And like you said, they have a toddler and now a newborn. Just the meals.
Right.
And, you know, care to watch the kids when you can't be there. It becomes so all-encompassing. And I know, you know, a lot of times when we think about things like this, because this comes up in everyone's lives, whether it's your own family or people you know, making it easier on them monetarily is such a weight off people's shoulders. Because a lot of times you hear someone with a cancer diagnosis or they're going through chemo and you say, I wish there was something I can do. And when you can make something easier on a family like that monetarily, it really goes a long ways.
Yeah. So I posted the link yesterday on Twitter and at Alex M. Solana. I just retweeted it right now. It's the link to their meal train. So you can just donate money if you're able. You can also donate to send them a meal as well. So anything, you know, helps. It's a terrible situation. She's fighting through it. She's going through chemo. And again, these are good friends of mine. I've known them for over 10 years. They're a young family. They're really, really good people. And I would appreciate it if those who are able would be able to help out.
They're a lot closer now.
Yeah.
Oh, you just made a nice little donation?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you, Crowder.
Yes. No, man, that's awesome. Love good people.
Yeah, we try to do on this show as silly as we can get and as goofy as we can get. Every now and then, we try to do some good for the community and the world. And this is an opportunity. Solana, you can just check his social medias, Alex M. Solana, and you'll get the link to the meal train. And you can if you can't afford anything, there's no shame in that. You could certainly retweet it or repost it. Won't cost you anything, and it helps spread the word. So yeah, every now and then we like to do something nice. And so I commend Solana for taking it upon himself to do this, because you do sit there sometimes and you go, I wish there was something I can do. And then all of a sudden you go, you know what, I can do something. I can try to make this a little bit easier.
After you donate,
just and this, I don't know. Okay, it gives me goosebumps almost. After you donate, then it goes back to the initial page, and there's 168 other people that donated. Yeah. So like that's I just love to see good people in this world trying to help somebody out.
And the reason I wanted to bring it on the show is she's been going through this since December, late December, and Yesterday, she posted a video. She has to shave her hair. And I remember talking with Tobin. His family is going through something similar, where he told me, like, the hardest part for his wife was the hair having to come off. And she posted the video just being transparent about the whole process. And me and my fiance are sitting there like, man, like, we reposted this a couple times, but what else can I do? And I feel like, you know, we have this medium. People are good fans of the show, and maybe they'd want to help out.
All right. Well, there you go. Alex M. Solana on social media. And if you can help out, that would be great. You want to give away heat tickets here? As long as we're asking people to do something, maybe we can also give something in return. Listen, not always easy to afford a couple heat tickets and head on out to a game. And not everybody's got the pivot money. You know what I'm saying? Well, not everybody's out there.
I donated as Channing Solana. I play, you know, it's a good cause, but I still got to put a little funny in there. So when it pops up, it's going to say Channing Solana.
So you're giving Solana the credit, yeah. And yourself. That's that's nice.
That's what I thought. Though, you know, it's a little funny when Channing Solana pops up. They're going to laugh.
Give away heat tickets so we can do something nice for someone. What caller number do you want to take here, Solana?
Why don't we do
caller number 4 for the number of goals the Panthers lost by? No, give us something better than that, Solana.
Let's do caller number 22. Caller number 22.
Who's that for?
That is for Jimmy Mother Bleepin' Buckets bounce back game tonight.
I had a feeling.
I thought we were changing that name to Jimmy Tries Real Hard and Plays Strong.
Keep it up.
He's got to have a big one against Detroit one of these two nights, right?
Yes. Wow. Points wise or what? Fill the
just to kind of go off a little bit and say, you know, like Roy Jones Jr., y'all must have forgot. Like, just, yes. You know, you go off a little bit and say, you know, whatever. Hey, still here.
Even SportsCenter's Instagram was taking shots at Jimmy Butler yesterday.
Because really?
Remember after the Pelicans game, he got ejected and he posted on social media, it's that time. Since then, they're 4-5, and SportsCenter highlighted that fact.
Maybe he was talking about something else. Maybe it was time for something else.
Yeah, the Miami Open's coming, so he's really focusing
on his
golf.
He never really clarified what it was time for. He just said it's that time. All right, caller 22, 305-567-0560. Caller number 22 will get a pair of tickets. Heat and, who's it, Pelicans?
Yes, March 22nd, Heat versus Pelicans.
Heat Pelicans at the Kaseya Center. Caller number 22 right now, 305-567-0560. All right, the 4 o'clock hour is coming up next. We'll get you some headlines, get you a little cat talk, a little 15 minutes of heat. Before you know it, you'll have Heat Pistons on your radio tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.